You know, when anybody is searching for a deeper knowledge of any kind, it should be exciting, it should be invigorating and full of wonderment. What you seek should stimulate your mind. The quest for knowledge, the search for the unknown, the search for truth. First of all, we have to ask ourselves, what is truth? The way I see it, there are two types of truth. One is what we call our personal truth. And our personal truth is what we observe and what we think of life and what we deem is right or wrong. Example, the judge wonders, did the man on trial speak the truth or did he lie? Our personal truth is what I would call a secondary truth created from the minds of humanity. On the other hand, universal truth has no form of its own, yet absolutely nothing on earth can exist without it. Paradoxically, universal truth is both before creation and after the physical form. Now, such a paradox can only be unfolded and understood from within your own consciousness. That is the only place you'll ever find it. It's something you already know, but have temporarily forgotten. And as the memory comes back, you uncover a wealth of understanding that lies deep within your own consciousness. Now, as this inner knowledge is divulged, it brings harmony between the form and the formless. And perhaps someday, if you're lucky, you will see that the form and the formless are one and the same thing. And this is where one of the biggest mysteries of life begins and ends. This is what some mystical writings call realizing the great oneness of life. Another way to vocalize this great oneness would be to say the great nothingness and the physical are one and the same thing in different disguises. Oh yes, one very important thing to remember is there is only one universal truth. But there are billions of personal truths. Now, universal truth is directly connected to what we call wisdom. And wisdom is a spiritual knowledge before the contamination of human thought. This is why the great sages and mystics throughout time has told us to look within for the answer we sought. They knew that wisdom wasn't discovered, but uncovered from the very depths of your own soul. Here lies the truth. You know, I hope you realize that what we are calling universal truth can never be explained. Not by words alone. Because words are merely a guide to try and explain the unexplainable. Example. Imagine, if you will, trying to describe a beautiful green valley filled with cherry blossoms and warm sunshine to someone who had never seen anything in their lives but dark skies, snow, and ice. They would probably think you were crazy and full of delusions and would have incredible difficulty relating to your description of green valleys, sunshine, and cherry blossoms due to the fact you are trying to describe the unknown. But Emitiro, whether they believe you or disbelieve you, it wouldn't change the fact that the valley and the cherry trees exist. And that's what the wise have been trying to tell us for many years. the knowledge that they talk about does exist, if you can see it. My advice is the next time you're reading the books of the wise, give yourself some time for reflection. Give yourself some time to slow down your mind before reading. And try and get a calm mind, for it is in a calm mind you will find the true meaning beyond the words. Oh, there's a substantial difference between what we are calling our personal truth and what we call the impersonal truth. Example. The impersonal truth has no form of its own, it just is. On the other hand, every living creature on earth uses this impersonal truth to create their own version of what they in turn call their personal truth. Okay, let's lighten up and take another look at this from a different angle altogether. And if you're not quite getting it, at least see it as funny. And we'll try and have another look at this paradoxical duo. You know how in some Eastern philosophies they talk about the difference between the big mind and the little mind? Well, let me try and explain this illusionary difference. The Buddhists see the big mind as God, which I wholeheartedly agree with, big mind being the universal intelligence of all things. Now, what is sometimes known as a personal mind or little mind, accompanied by a free will, creates a picture of how we perceive life in its entirety. However, we are human and we're not perfect, and our personal minds can be very flippant and changeable from moment to moment. And we are not always on track as far as truth is concerned. Believe me, we all get lost. On the other hand, what is sometimes known as the big mind can never change, because what is known as the big mind is a formless spiritual energy that exists before time, space, and matter. Yet paradoxically, time, space, and matter wouldn't even exist without this spiritual energy. Therefore, this formless energy I'm speaking of is both the physical form and the formless. Both energies are the same energy in a different form. Again, we have the oneness appearing. Here is where the three principles could take you into the world of physics. Then you could say, all matter in this world, immaterial of its form or density, is created from the same formless energy. Again, the form and the formless are one. You know, the wise American native people explained the oneness of life in a totally different way. They spoke spiritual facts that can never change. Example, when they talked about the deer, the mountains, the fish, and everything else on Mother Earth being made of spirit, then they talked about the Great Spirit, which encompassed both Mother Earth and Mother Sky, thus making one Great Spirit. It was their way of trying to explain the oneness of life and try to bring wisdom back to their people. you know, what we talked about on this tape is nothing new. It's been here since day one. As a matter of fact, if you were delving deeper into it, it would be a blanket cover for all human experience. But as I said before, each individual on this life has to find it for themselves. And only you can find what lies within. To end this tape, I'd like to say, as human beings, we have joined the world of thought, and we have become thinkers. And for such a privilege, we should be very grateful. I realize this short talk covers extreme little regarding the three principles, and as you already know, to try and explain such phenomena would be an endless project, and it would cover subjects such as theosophy, mysticism, philosophy, psychology, theology, and psychiatry. As a matter of fact, it would be a blanket cover for all human experience. Well, my friend, I realize this tape is rather a digested explanation of the three principles, but who knows? Perhaps someday we could continue this little talk about the rewarding effects of understanding the true meaning. Thank you.